The Pesach we find related how Moshe Rabbeinu was tasked with a mission to go to Paroi and to guide Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe repeatedly tells Kadosh Baruch Hu, how they listen to me. Paroi will listen to me, Klal Yisrael doesn't listen to me. They don't want to hear me. I need Ra'al Sasai. I'm not somebody who can speak. I'm not somebody who had difficulty with speech. Somebody wouldn't be that convincing. And he felt he wouldn't be the proper messenger to go ahead for Kadosh Baruch Hu and relay the message. We know that the Pesachim point out that very much was B'davka. Part of the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu B'davka wanted to send somebody who was sending a message who had a speech impediment is that the Pesachim point out that years down the road, no one should turn around and say, you know, we were taken in by a good speech. Someone spoke so well, you know, we believed him, but now we have Charata. If you listen to somebody who had a speech impediment and you still believe him, usually it's because of the veracity of what he's saying. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a good salesman. He was someone who couldn't speak, and if he was, he came to Matan Torah, he gave Klal Yisrael Torah, he's Mechanech them, and that was very much B'davka. But nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was challenged in this regard, and he complains he shouldn't be the one to go. He suggests he shouldn't be the one to go to Paroi and to be the messenger for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu finally tells Moshe, okay, to go ahead, you say the message, and Aaron Achicha Yinaviecha. Aaron should go ahead, and he will be your navi. Now we know the point here was that Aaron should be the one who gives over the message. Aaron could speak properly; he would give over the message. The question is the choice of terminology. Aaron Achicha Yinaviecha. He will be your navi. Generally, the word navi we translate in English to mean a prophet. A prophet is somebody who says over something from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not a Navi for Moshe. Moshe said over a message. He's just merely relaying the information. Why would he be called a Navi? And Rashi goes ahead and says, Navi Kamai is Milosh Miturgamon. It's similar to the word Miturgamon. Now, Miturgamon, we know, generally when someone says a shir, says something over, you need to translate it, you need to repeat it, you need to chaz it over. The person who repeats it and makes it clear is somebody who's called a Miturgamon. How is a Miturgamon the same thing as a Navi? So if really, if you look throughout Chazal, you find the job of the Navi throughout Chazal, many, many rise to this all over the place. Generally, they weren't saying major chedushim. The Navim didn't come along and tell you things that they, on specific occasions they did, but generally they weren't coming to say things that were totally hidden and, you know, prophecies about the future. Generally, it was Divrei Musar or Divrei Nechama. They're going on and saying, you know, if you don't keep on doing on, you keep on going on your path, you're doomed. And then afterwards, when it started happening, the Navi would come along and say, no, Hashem hasn't been eyes of you, you have a chance to come back. It's always somebody who's an educator. A Navi is somebody throughout Nach, is somebody who's educating people to something they can't realize. Essentially, a Miturgamon is that. If I say something in a specific language and you don't understand my language, it's not a problem with the words. The problem is the communication between me and you. There's a barrier in between. Someone who can get past that barrier and say something that you don't understand is a Miturgamon. A Navi is somebody, by virtue of being close to Hashem, he has inside information on the real, correct way to look at the world. We see things, and we have negias, we have tendencies to look at things not necessarily in the proper way, as far as what's a mitzvah, what's nevera, what's right, what's wrong. A Navi tells you you're looking at it the wrong way. You have to look at it a different way. That's his job, to be like a Miturgamon between Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's bringing along that message. So here, Moshe couldn't give a clear message. Aaron was the one who would make the message clear for Paroi. What happens to Lamaisan today when we don't have a Navi? So you have the Seder Eilim says at the end, after Malachi, it says, well, this is off all the Nevi'im, and it ends off, Mikan ve'elech divri Nevi'im, after Malachi, divri Nevi'im, Adkan divri Nevi'im, Mikan ve'elech hat ozlecho shmai divri Torah. There's a point where Nevu'ah ends, but if you want to get that clarity in life, which way to go, go ahead and learn Torah and do it properly, and you'll have that same take on life, you'll refresh your own take on life. The Malvin points out, that's why the last Nevu'ah we have, the last Nevu'ah of Malachi ends off, Zichru Torah Shmaisha Avdi. He's telling you from now on it's over. There's no more direct message from Hashem, but the message is still coming through. If you want to gain that clarity in life, gain it through coming through the Torah. And on that note, I heard over from Berkowitz, he's lying, pointed out, it says, by Chassam tell you something, and you don't understand it, you have to listen to him, afilu yom lecha, al yamin shu smil va smil shu yamin. So what does that mean? It's totally counterintuitive. Chazal is supposed to teach us things that are right, that are glatt and straight. And here they tell you something, completely the antithesis of what you think is glatt, and you're supposed to believe it. He pointed out that no one ever said, Chazal should yamin lecha, you should naim divi Chazal, afilu yom loy al mizrach shu mayrv. No one ever said you should listen to Chazal if they tell you that east is west and west is east. They said right and left. Why? East and west are absolute. East is east, west is west. If someone tells you east is west, something wrong going on over here. Right and left is subjective. It's a question of which way you're standing. When a Rav comes along and tells you, look, we're on the same page, we're looking at life the wrong way. We know what's right and what's wrong, but your perspective on your situation is wrong. You got to turn around and look at the other way. That's the question of Yamin Shu Smol. They're there to educate you. Even today, from the Chachmei Torah, we still have the education on which way to properly look at life.